The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Fire Blitz. The Green Hornet strikes again. Shortly after midnight, when the truck driver paid his check at the Blue Lantern, his regular stop for coffee on the run from Bristol to the city. Outside the door, his big red van was parked.
So long, Marge. So long, Mike. Don't forget the hole in the road this side of Montclair.
All right. I
thought I left the light on in my cab. Hope it hasn't burned out. Hey, what the deuce are you doing in there? Who are you?
I'm the guy who's riding with you from here on.
Oh, yeah? No riders allowed. Company's orders. Come on, pile out.
Now, look, monkey, this is a .45 automatic I'm holding. When I shove over, you crawl behind the wheel. Don't get any foolish notions. I got two pals over there in that parked car.
Okay, Mug. But you're making a mistake. There's nothing in this truck but a load of waste paper going to the mill.
Shut up and get this roadhog rolling.
Tell you, I'm hauling paper. No tires, no whiskey or cigarettes. Nothing you can sell.
I took a gander inside this truck. I know what's in it.
You're going to hijack this trash? You must be nuts.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
I notice your pals are trailing along behind us.
I know they are. But I'm not turning my head to look. What's that car up ahead blinking his lights for?
He's a brother trucker, that's all.
All right, answer him then. I'm ducking down now, but my rod stays right against your ribs. I don't like the way you tooted your horn, punk. It's too bad for you if you tip that guy off that you're in trouble.
Keep your shirt on. We don't have any signal code.
Just the same, you might call the cops from that weigh-in station up the road. So we're turning left on Highway 49.
You're holding a gun, screwball. Say, what are you going to do with this load of salvage? Take it home to the nut house and cut out paper dolls?
No, I'm going to give it to Santa Claus to wrap Christmas presents.
Oh. I guess you're not exactly crazy at that. Talk and act like a professional gunman. You're putting a snatch on me and my truck because you really want a lot of waste paper.
Wise guy, aren't you?
Trucker gets around. But I still can't figure your angle. This stuff wouldn't be fit for lottery tickets or betting slips, much less for counterfeiting.
So what?
I like brain teasers. Always listen to quiz programs.
Well, maybe you can guess what's going to happen to me.
You'll dump me along the road, miles from nowhere.
You'll win the jackpot. Only you won't walk back from where you're going.
Hey,
you haven't watched me out of the corner of your eye. You've seen my left mitt by the light of this cigarette.
So what?
So you know I got a couple of fingers missing. You must have tumbled, and I'm Three Fingers O'Malley.
I don't know who you are. I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, you've got all your fingers, and your name's Joe Dokes.
I lost those fingers in a prison jute mill. Yes, and I did 15 years of a life term before I crashed out. But you and the rest of the Law and Order boys are going to pay for that.
Listen,
here. Steady with that wheel. I can blast you and grab that wheel before you can ditch us.
Hey, look here. I've got a wife and two kids. But the Army's taking me. I'm on induction leave right now. Killing me would be the same as killing a soldier in uniform. The Federals would be after you.
They want me right now, chump. Stop on that bridge up ahead.
Stopping on a bridge is against the law. A road patrol might see
us. Stop, bless you. All right, get out. Hey, Doc, you and Slim are in on this.
Why have you stopped O'Malley?
We got to get rid of this truck driver.
Oh, so that's how it is. You've got one of Hitler's stooges in on this deal with you.
So, you would insult a Führer. Kill that swine.
Yes, Gunnigan.
You buzzed for me, Chief?
Yes, I did. What's the headline news for the first edition?
A light advances in Italy and the murder of a truck driver.
Murder of a truck driver?
Yeah, a fellow named Tom Gilman, driver for the All States Cartage Company. He was found early today under the Shale River Bridge on Highway 49. Body was riddled with bullets.
I see. What was he hauling?
A load of waste paper from a salvage dump in Bristol, taking it to the pulp mill.
Waste paper, huh? That's strange.
Seems like nobody but a moron would hijack a load of old paper.
There any details on the murder?
Not much yet, but Lara's out covering it. He ought to be back soon with more dope on it.
Good. When Lowry comes in, let me know, will you?
Sure, Chief. Anything else?
No, I'll come down when Lowry comes in, and we'll see what we can make of the story.
Okay, Chief.
Look, Doc. Finally got the paper you wanted.
Yes. Herr O'Malley, I must remind you, I do not like to be addressed in such a manner by you. I am Herr Dr. von Alt, a man of science in the service of the Führer.
Look, Doc, I'm in this with you for pay and to settle a score with a man with a whiskers. Not because I give a hoot about you Nazis.
Whiskers?
Yeah. Uncle Sam to you. Ah, forget it. Let's get back to business.
How much paper did you leave in the truck when you set fire to it?
A good half load, I'd say.
Now, is that true, Slim? You stand there and have said nothing.
Sure. Half of the load's about right.
Good. Stupid police will look for charred bales, knowing that they do not burn easily.
They'll never trace what we took to this joint. They're blaming the killing on a hitchhiker.
Then all has gone according to schedule. The paper I saw in that salvage dump was the only kind that suited my purpose. Now I have it.
Why didn't we grab the stuff at the dump?
I didn't know about it in time. Can you fly the plane all right?
I can fly any crate that has wings.
You managed to arrange for a plane, then?
Sure. We case the Civil Air Patrol field at Millersburg. A two-seater takes off every morning for a long-range forest patrol.
But how will you get it?
We figure to bump the watchman in the hangar and get the pilot when he shows up. And the job is done. We land at a place up north where the car will be waiting for us.
You must burn the plane after you land.
Sure, we know. Now, look, Doc. Let's talk about dough. 2 G's coming for the truck heist. Another 10 in advance for the big job. You better have the rest waiting for us when we get back.
That's a lot of money. A German general gets only $100 a month.
Yeah, and what he can steal besides. Now, don't try to chisel, Doc. Our stunt will cause damage running into millions and hit Uncle Sam where it hurts. Now, come on, give.
Here's your money. 6,000 in each envelope.
Okay. Now, when do we take off on the big job?
That depends on the wind and weather. See, on this map, I've traced your flight. Straight north, 300 miles towards Main City. Then 100 miles west before starting for your landing place.
You see, you got it all figured there. The speed of the plane and the exact place will be each half hour.
It must be done that way. Those are orders that must be obeyed, or I do not pay the rest of the money.
You, Heine, sure are methodical.
Yes, that is so. And because of that, we don't fail. It's for your own good, mein Herr, that I warn you, this job too must not fail.
Stopping in here for Three Fingers.
I don't trust that Heine doctor. I'd just like him to take a powder without paying us off.
Something for you?
Oh, yeah. Give me a pack of cigarettes and change for a telephone call.
There you are. Phone booth back there.
Okay. Wait here a minute, Slim.
Yeah.
Hope I
I can get hold of that jerk before we go on that job. Hello, let me talk to Purch Eyes.
This is Purch Eyes. Who's calling?
The guy who sold with you in Stir.
Oh, you. What's cooking?
Look, I'm going out of town for a couple of days to do a job for a fella. I want you to tail him while I'm gone. He may take a notion to lamb.
What's in it for me?
A couple of C notes. More if you follow him out of town.
Where's he at? What's he look like?
Runs a novelty shop at Quinn and Bay. Wears a mustache and tinted glasses. He's tall and slim and talks broken. Of course, all that could be fakeroo.
Who is the guy, anyway?
Calls himself Graff. But I got a hunch he's the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet? No kidding.
Yeah. Listen, pal. Don't get any ideas about turning them in for that 25 grand reward the Daily Sentinel is offering. You know me.
I sure do.
All right. Stick close to Mike's tavern, and I'll let you know when to start shadowing the fella. So long. What Perch Eyes don't know won't hurt him. If he thinks Doc is the Green Hornet, he'll stick to him like a leech.
Several hours later, Dr. Von Alt's hired gunmen were standing beside a stolen car in which lay the limp forms of a CAP pilot and the hangar watchman. Three Fingers and Slim had shot down their victims and had taken them to a clump of woods at the end of the flying field. Removing a large basket which contained the secret of the Nazi plot, they started carrying it toward the plane which was ready to take off on the runway.
No idea that anything made of paper could be so heavy.
Never mind the griping. Just carry your end and hurry up before someone shows up in the field.
Well, here's the plane all gassed up and ready for the takeoff. I suppose I ride in the rear cockpit.
Yep, you in the basket. Come on now, in with it. All set now. Let's scram out of here while we got the chance. Come on, get in.
The stolen plane roared northward over vast and valuable timberlands on which our nation depended for materials vital to the war effort. Meanwhile, Dr. Von Alt sat by a radio in his novelty shop.
Reports have come in that the German armies are in retreat all along the Russian front.
Such lies. I'll try another station.
Warnings were sent out today to the northern part of the state. The forest fire hazard is the greatest in years. The deer hunting season is adding to the danger.
Yeah, I've heard enough for the present.
That's good. Very good. My timing has been perfect, like that of the Fuhrer himself.
Those fools will burn the forest for me, and then when the time bomb I placed in the bottom of the basket explodes, they will be eliminated.
Well, Gulligan, here's another day gone by, and that truck murder's still a mystery.
Yeah, Chief. Hey, we found out at the salvage dump that these hijackers took all brown paper of a special grade and size that was on that truck. The truck, as you know, was found burned.
Yes, I know. What about the reports from the northwest on the happenings up there?
More than 50 fires have started simultaneously in the North Woods, endangering towns and hampering war industries. Soldiers are fighting the fires, and the governor has issued an emergency decree.
Sounds like sabotage on a grand scale.
That it does. Here comes Lowry.
Hello, Chief. Things are sure popping today.
Well, what's up, Lowry?
Two CAP men were found murdered in the woods near Millersburg Airfield. And a reconnaissance plane was stolen.
Got a story rolling on it right away, Lowry.
The police any clue to the murder?
Yes, Chief. There's some evidence that an escaped convict, Three Fingers O'Malley, was in on the killings. A man answering his description was noticed hanging around the field several times. Hey, I smell cloth burning.
Oh, I'm on fire.
It's your coat. Get it off.
Here, quick, I'll help you. There, stamp on it, Gunnigan. There,
that's got it. That sure must have been hot coffee you had in your coat pocket, Lowry.
You all right, Lowry?
Yeah, I'm all right, Chief. Now, what could have caused that to happen?
You must have set off some matches in your pocket.
Matches? No. Remember now, it was a leaf.
A leaf?
Yes, Chief, a leaf of some kind. There were a lot of them scattered on the runway at the airport.
No trees out there.
Well, that's how come I was interested in them. Must have been more than a handful of leaves scattered around where the plane took off. I picked up one of them and stuffed it into my pocket.
Let's take a look at the char.
Yeah. That's all that's left. There, not much of it.
Hmm. Well, this little piece here. That's paper, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure is. A paper leaf. Now, what could it be?
Just struck me that all these incidents, the hijacking of that brown paper from the truck, murders at the airfield, the missing plane, and those fires in the North Timberlands, all these might tie together somehow.
I don't follow you, Chief. What gives you that idea?
Well, that sudden burst of fire in Lowry's pocket, in the pocket where he put that leaf.
You mean that leaf could have caused it?
Under certain conditions, yes. Recall, Gunnigan, that story about the RAF bombers over Germany dropping bits of chemically treated paper?
Sure. The paper was harmless as long as it was damp, but burst into flames as soon as it dried and started fires in the wheat fields of Germany.
Exactly. Lowry, when you put that leaf into your pocket, was it damp?
Well, yes, it was, boss.
I thought so. If it had been an artificial leaf, chemically treated...
Say, maybe you got something there, Chief.
Well, I'll be darned.
Saboteurs would have to have a certain grade of paper which would absorb the chemicals, yet remain moist for a considerable period. I think the matter's worth looking into.
Where do we start?
We might begin by investigating the novelty shops in the city. You can assign Lowry and Gale to cover them and see what they can find out about artificial leaves. That's not much of a lead, but we might run onto something.
Okay, Chief. Lowry can start out now, and Gail will be here shortly. I'll send her out, too.
Lowry, I want you and Gail to keep your eyes open and note any strange reaction you might have in any of the shops when you ask for the leaves.
Yeah, I'll be watching. Don't worry, Chief.
Yes, and I'll tell Gail about that, too. Well, Lowry, you might as well get going. Let's hope for results that'll lead to a good scoop.
As darkness fell over the city, Von Alt was preparing to close his shop for the night when Gail Manning, in her rounds to the novelty shops, approached the door of Von Alt's place.
Yeah, always at the last minute somebody comes to look around and buy nothing. Ah, what can I do for you, young lady?
Do you all have any paper leaves here?
Paper leaves? Why are you looking for paper leaves?
Well, I'm giving a party, and I want some artificial autumn leaves for decoration. I was hoping you'd have some.
Oh, I have no such leaves. Crepe paper I have for decorating. That would do just as good for a party?
Oh, no. Not for this party. I'm so disappointed you all don't have any. Oh, maybe you could make some for me. Do you do that sort of thing here?
Make artificial leaves for you?
Yes. You know, out of brown paper or something.
Oh, out of brown paper, huh? Maybe. Yes, I could do that. If you come back here, we'll see.
Why, it smells funny in here. Like a chemical laboratory or something.
Chemicals you think you smell? That must be the insect spray I've been using.
Maybe so, but it sure is strong.
Yeah. In here I keep my supplies and make things. Tell me, Fräulein, who sent you here to ask for leaves? Speak up.
Wait, no one. That is, I told you that
I... Yes, for a party you said, but I don't believe you. Tell me the truth.
Oh, you're hurting my arm.
You will suffer more than that if you don't tell me who sent you snooping around my shop. I've seen a man watching this place all day from across the street. Why? And why do you ask me to make leaves of brown paper, hmm?
I don't know anything about a man watching here. And I told you why I asked for leaves.
Oh, you're stubborn. But I will find a way to make you talk. Already I've learned from the radio that two men who knew too much about my business have died as I planned.
You let me go. You don't dare do
it. I will dare anything to carry out your Fuhrer's plans, as you will soon find out. Get in there.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the publisher of the Daily Sentinel?
Yes, this is Mr. Reed. I'm the publisher.
Are you still offering that reward for the Green Hornet?
Yes. Yes, of course. Why?
Then get this. I'm out of sterile parole, but still clean. I think I know where the Hornet is hanging out.
Well, what makes you think that?
I got the tip from Three Fingers O'Malley, who hired me to watch the Hornet's doing for him.
Three Fingers O'Malley?
That's what I said.
Hold on a minute. We had a news flash here a while ago that Three Fingers is dead. His body was identified in a plane crash in the North Woods.
Sure. So what? I heard that over the radio. That's why I'm calling. You don't think I'd try to collect the reward if Three Fingers was alive, do you?
I see. Now, where is this hideout of the Hornet? Novelty shop, did you say?
Yeah, a crummy dump with paper junk, jigsaw puzzles, and trash like that in the window.
Has anyone entered the place this afternoon?
Sure, a few customers. Looked like a skirt went in there a few minutes ago. She hasn't come out yet. I figure that dame's working with him.
Well, what does the girl look like?
A good-looking ball. Wore a brown coat with hat and stuff to match.
All right, thanks for the tip.
Give me your name to identify you if the Hornet's captured.
My pals call me Perch Eyes. After he's caught, I'll be around. So long. Yes, Chief?
Have you had any word from Gale Manning, Gunnigan?
No, I haven't, Chief. I can't make it out. I recovered his assignment and got back long ago. Gale should have called in long before this.
I see. Thanks.
Anything else?
No, Gunnigan. That's all. No doubt the girl that Perch Eyes fella saw going into the shop at Quinlan Bay was Gale. And he said she hadn't come out. That can only mean one thing. Gale's run into something and is in grave danger.
Leaving his office at the Daily Sentinel, Britt Reed hastened to his apartment where Cato, his Filipino valet and the only person who knew his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. Reed explained the situation and his suspicions to Cato. Then, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Quinlan Bay Street, Mr. Britt.
Every second counts, Cato. From all the killings that have taken place so far to put over his work of sabotage, the leader of the gang must be ruthless.
You think shopkeeper is head of spies?
Yes, and I have reason to think so. Now Gale Manning is at his mercy. Well, there's the corner we want. Turn off the lights and drive up into that alley. All right, we'll stop right here. Give me the mask and the gas gun. There. You wait here, Cato. I'm going into that shop and get Gale Manning if I have to wade through spies knee-deep. And I hope I'm not too late.
As Britt Reed, wearing the mask of the Green Hornet, left the alley and approached the door of the darkened shop, he failed to notice the figure of a man lurking in a doorway across the street.
Superintendent Catfish, that's a Green Hornet going into that shop. Three fingers must have given me a bum steer about the shopkeeper. But now I'll get that reward, though, anyhow. I better scram into this lunchroom and tip off the cops. Hey, Bud, you got a phone booth in here?
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah, thanks.
Number, please.
Listen, sister, give me the police and be quick about it.
Gonna do?
See, I've spread gasoline over everything in this stockroom. Then I have dropped these leaves. Artificial leaves like you were asking for, Fraulein. Leaves that have been scattered over the woods to the north.
Those leaves mean nothing to me, really. Oh, please untie me and let me go.
You American women are all whiners. In Nazi Germany, our women are strong and fearless. Whine as much as you like. It will do you no good.
You Nazis are nothing but beasts.
Oh. You insult a Nazi party, eh? That will teach you respect for your betters, Fraulein. And now, the leaves you're so curious about. I will tell you. These leaves are almost dry. And when they're quite dry, they will burst into flame. Then, the shop is no more. And you, Fraulein, will be no more.
Oh, let me out of here. Help!
The walls in this stock room are thick. You can scream and scream and nobody will hear you. And your country is screaming, too, because the fires my little leaves have started in your great woods is crippling your war industries.
So that's what you've been up to, you filthy old spy.
For that, I shall make you pay, you...
Oh, my arm! Don't...
Weakling, she has fainted.
You're out, don't move.
But a masked man...
Your name's up, Nazi.
Those leaves that are scattered on here are proof of what you are and what you've done.
You will never leave here alive.
Get away from that door.
No. Very soon now, the leaves will burst into flame, and I've spread gasoline. We'll all die together for the Fuhrer.
You and your paper-hanging Fuhrer. You Nazis have all inherited his madness. Now get out of the way, or I'll let you have it.
Stand back, or I shoot. Shoot, then you...
Missed me. The shot started the gasoline burning. Get Gale out. I've got to drag him away from the door. Now to get Gale out of here before those police come in.
Stop shooting off your mouth, Sergeant, and tend to business. Look, a man lying just inside the door. Come here, a couple of you. Drag this man out. You'd better hurry, Sarge. This place is like a tinderbox. Take that guy out the back door.
Hurry up. Carry him off, man. Let's get out of here. Cassidy, go turn in the fire alarm.
The back door's open. Come on.
Hurry up.
Sure was hot for a minute.
Keep moving back into the alley. I smell gasoline in that place. It may blow up from the accumulating fumes.
Shade to St. Patrick. Look here, Sarge. Bring a light.
It's a girl lying out here.
Hey, that ain't no girl. That's Gail Manning from the Sentinel.
All right, dimwit, but it's still a girl to my way of thinking.
Oh. What happened?
Here. Let me help you up. There. Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm all right now. Oh, say, that man. Don't let him get away.
We got the man all right enough. He's still alive, too. Who is he? What's this all about, anyway?
He's a Nazi spy. He said so himself. He also said he was to blame for those fires in the North Woods.
Ah, come now, Gale. How in heaven's name could he be setting fires in the North Woods when he's right here flat on his back?
Oh, no. You don't understand. He did it with leaves. Fake leaves that burst into flame.
Say, that's what Gunnigan was talking about. Three Fingers O'Malley and that stolen plane and all.
Yes, that's it. I was sent out to hunt for a place where they make fake leaves. This is the place and that man lying there. He's the head of all those spies.
So we get the dirty spy who did all that, hey? But who started this fire? And how did you get out if you were in a fainting spell?
I don't know, Sergeant. That spy was torturing me. And he spread gasoline all around in some of those leaves. He said he was going to leave me there to be burned. Well, then I fainted, and that's all I know.
Somebody knocked out the Nazi jerk and carried you out here. Now, ain't that one for the books? Saints be praised. There goes the rat's nest sky high. And by the luck of the Irish, you weren't in it, Gale. Sure, I'd like to know who started that place ahead of time. Holy crow, the Green Hornet. That's who did it, Gale. If we hadn't have come when we did and scared that devil off, he would have taken you with him.
Sure, and he must have been one of them and had a fallen out with the head man there. So he started the fire. We got a tip the Green Hornet was coming in the place.
That's all. I forgot about that. Even though you got the spy there, the biggest, crooked spy of them all just got away. That spalpeen, the Green Harlot.
Just heard the adventure, Fire Blitz. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They're copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Hite speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.